Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Welcome to the Sapiens International Corporation First Quarter 2017 Results Conference Call. At this time, all participants are in listen-only mode. A brief question-and-answer session will follow the formal presentation. For operator assistance during the conference, please press star zero. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded May 15th, 2017. It is now my pleasure to introduce your host, Mrs. Yaffa Cohen-Ifrah, Sapiens CMO and Head of Corporate Communications. Thank you, Mrs. Cohen. You may now begin.
Thank you, and good day, everyone. Our quarterly earnings release was issued before the market opened this morning, and it has been posted on the company's website at www.sapiens.com. Representing the company on the call today are Roni Al-Dor, President and CEO, and Roni Giladi, our CFO. Before we start, I would like to remind everyone that this conference call may contain projections or other looking forward statements, and the safe harbor provisions in the press release issued today also apply to the content of the call. Sapiens expressly disclaims any obligation to update or revise any of these forward-looking statements, whether because of future events, new information, a change in its view or expectations, or otherwise. Also, during the course of today's call, we will refer to certain non-GAAP financial measures. A reconciliation schedule showing GAAP versus non-GAAP results has been provided in our press release issued before the market opened this morning. A replay of this call will be available after the call on our investor relations section of the company website or via the webcast link, which appears in the earnings release that we published today. I will turn the call over to Roni Al-Dor, President and CEO of Sapiens. Roni?
Thank you, Yaffa, and good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining the call today. Sapiens reported this morning its first quarter results, reporting double-digit revenue growth driven by a mix of organic growth and M&A for our recent acquisition of StoneRiver Inc. However, offsetting this to some extent in the near term, particularly in operational profitability, were primary two factors: the halt of software development projects with significant customers and the beginning of integration of StoneRiver. Roni Giladi will go into more detail on both of those and others shortly, but we do face some challenges ahead in the near term. The halt of software development projects with significant long-term customers was certainly a major event. This impacts both our revenue and gross margin. That said, we have a plan in place to improve our cost structure and to return to double-digit operational margin in the second half of 2017, and we believe we are on track with that plan at this time. Turning to the quarter, we are reporting revenue of $56.5 million, up 14.1% over the first quarter of 2016. We believe market demand for our solution remains intact, and we have a solid pipeline of business ahead of us. On the M&A front, towards the end of the quarter, we closed on our acquisition of StoneRiver. StoneRiver significantly expands Sapiens' presence and the scale in the North America insurance industry, and especially helps us further accelerate our growing market footprint in the U.S. P&C and life and annuity space. It strengthens our position as a leading innovating global software solution provider, offering end-to-end solutions to the global insurance industry. Meanwhile, on the deal front, Alexander Forbes, a Pan-African financial services group, selected Sapiens for its full portfolio, including Sapiens ALIS for life and annuity, Sapiens IDIT, and Sapiens Reinsurance for property and casualty insurance, together with the Sapiens Portal, Sapiens Intelligence, and Sapiens Decision for decision management. This core system will provide end-to-end integration digital capabilities across all lines of business, and Sapiens will serve as a primary implementation partner. We consider this is a major win, as this is the first time that a customer, which will certainly be a significant customer going forward, has chosen all of our solutions, and they chose them all at the start of their relationship. Also, we have already gained a new customer with our Stone River offering. The Catholic Order of Foresters has selected Stone River's LifeApply and LifeSuite software solution. In addition, Hallmark Financial Services Insurance in North America is now in production with Stone River Freedom Reinsurance System. These both are great example of the type of customer that Sapiens looks to gain in North America with Stone River and other acquisitions, along with potential cross-selling opportunity with our other core Sapiens offerings. After the end of the first quarter, we were selected by a leading Nordic insurer for modernization project worth over $30 million. This new significant customer select a wide range of Sapiens solution to modernize its environment, including the Sapiens P&C solution IDIT Insurance Suite for policy, claims, and billing. The Sapiens Reinsurance Suite of products and the Sapiens Intelligence and Sapiens Portal components of Sapiens Digital Suite. Also, the insurance processing environment will be managed via Sapiens hosted services, leveraging the Microsoft Azure cloud environment. This is another great opportunity for us, and it demonstrates the strength of our solution, delivery capability, and commitment to the Nordic market, which we will support out of our new head of office in Copenhagen. We continue our innovation efforts in the first quarter. Sapiens unveiled its full life insurance transformation suite, which is now available for life and annuity provider at the 2017 Life Insurance Conference in late April, the leading event for the insurance industry. This new product suite is a result of Sapiens' strategic initiative, including an increased investment in the company digital vision and enhancing group support in Sapiens Alice, as well as the recent acquisition of Stone River. All offering can be deployed on-premises or via cloud SaaS model with the option of fully managed services model from Sapiens. Also during the quarter, Stone River enhanced its offering with the state compliance management module for the eFreedom annual statement system that manage state forms for compliance, which regulatory and statutory reporting standards. Nearly 80 companies have already selected this product. In addition, within Sapiens core offering, Sapiens launched the Decision Upgrade Suite version 6.2, designed to reduce the cost of implementation and changing regulation and policies in support of accelerated application development. We continue to be recognized by outsider professionals for our industry-leading offering. Earlier this month, Stone River was named among this year the top 10 policy administration solution provider by Insurance CIO Outlook magazine. This is the second consecutive Insurance CIO Outlook top 10 appearance for Stone River. Having been named top 10 claim processing and management solution provider in 2016. To conclude my portion, I would like to summarize the key highlights. We posted yet another quarter highlighted by double-digit revenue growth driven by a mix of organic growth and our acquisition Stone River. We won new customer and expand our business with existing customers. We are confident that we will continue our expansion and growth in 2017. I would now like to turn the call over Sapiens CFO, Roni Giladi, to discuss our financial results and outlook for 2017.
Thank you, Roni, and good morning, everyone. Revenue in the first quarter was up 14.1% from the first quarter of 2016. Our growth in the first quarter was impacted by several factors, both positive and negative. One, on April 27, we announced that work on a major software development project with a significant long-term customer had been halted. Due to this event, Sapiens had material impact on Q1 revenues. Also, we do not expect to generate any additional revenues from this customer in 2017. Please note that we are in currently in advanced discussion with the customer and expect to reach an amicable solution shortly. The discussions are positive, and we expect to final settlement to provide, among other things, that the parties will have no future claim against each other. Second, fluctuation in currency exchange rate also had an impact on our revenues. If exchange rate were constant, our revenue would have been $2 million higher compared to the comparable quarter last year. The difference is mainly due to the devaluation of the British pound. Third, and as we discussed previously on Q4 conference call, Sapiens made strategic decision to de-emphasize certain elements of our non-insurance business in non-core region, which resulted in a reduction of revenue in the APAC in the first quarter of 2017. Fourth, following the closing of the StoneRiver acquisition towards the end of the first quarter, we began to consolidate StoneRiver results, which offset the negative factor that we have mentioned above. If we analyze our organic growth this quarter on a constant currency base, excluding the non-core revenue that we decided to de-emphasize, our organic growth rate this quarter would have been 5%, despite the significant impact of the loss of revenue due to the halt of the software development project. Without the impact of the lost revenue due to the halt of the development project, our organic growth rate would have been in the range of 15%. Moving on to gross profit. Gross profit this quarter totaled $20.5 million compared to $21.6 million in Q1 of last year, and $23.8 million in Q4 of 2016. Our gross margin this quarter was 36.2%, down from 43.5% in the first quarter of last year, and 41.8% in Q4 of 2016. The decrease in gross profit and margin compared to last year was mainly due to the following. As previously discussed, in Q1 2017, we had planned for several million dollars of revenue associated with the customer-held development project. This revenue historically carried higher margin than the company average. Without this expected revenue to offset the cost we had incurred in the full quarter, the impact on the gross profit and margin was material. Additionally, the currency exchange rate impact on our gross margin was significant. On a constant exchange rate, gross margin would have higher by approximately 200 basis points compared to Q1 of 2016. Moving to operational costs. Our investment in R&D and SG&A grew during this quarter. R&D expenses in the first quarter of 2017 totaled $7.3 million, compared to $4.6 million in Q1 of 2016, and $6.2 million in Q4 of 2016. The increase in R&D expenses this quarter compared to the first quarter of 2016 was the result of our continued investment in the development of the new group capabilities for Sapiens Alias, Sapiens Portal, our digital suite, and included investment in StoneRiver. Please note that Sapiens standalone R&D investments this quarter were comparable to those in Q4 of 2016. We are currently making elevated investment in StoneRiver relative to the revenue they currently contribute as compared to Sapiens standalone. SG&A expenses totaled $11.5 million compared to $9.6 million in the first quarter of last year, and $10.2 million in Q4 of 2016. Most of the increase was due to the first-time consolidation of StoneRiver. Our operating income totaled $1.7 million, 3% operating margin compared to $7.3 million or 14.8% operating margin in the first quarter of 2016. The reduction in operating margin is primarily due to the following. One, the decrease in gross profit, as I explained earlier. Two, higher R&D and SG&A expenses as a percentage of revenue in Sapiens standalone due to the decrease in revenue following the cancellation of the development project. Three, a 120 basis point impact from currency exchange rate on operating margin on top of gross profit due to the strengthening of the Israeli shekel during the period. If we assume a constant exchange rate during the period Our operating margin would have been approximately 6.2% compared to 3% reported due to 2% currency impact on gross profit and 1.2% on operational expenses. As previously announced in April, we expect the operating profit margin for the first half of 2017 will be impacted following the halt of the development project and will be in the range of 3%-4%. Our adjusted EBITDA this quarter totaled $2.5 million, reflecting 4.5% of total revenue in the quarter. Financial expenses this quarter totaled $208,000 compared to financial income of $80,000 in the first quarter of 2016. The increase in financial expenses is mainly due to interest payments on the new $40 million bank debt used to finance the Stone River acquisition. Tax expenses this quarter was $324,000, representing effective tax rate of about 25.4%. Net income for the quarter was $1.2 million or $0.02 per diluted share, compared to $6 million or $0.12 per diluted share in the first quarter of last year. Turning to our balance sheet. As of March 31st, we had cash and cash equivalents of $35.1 million following the acquisition of Stone River of about $100 million. During the quarter, we raised $40 million in new bank debt to partially finance the acquisition and our working capital. The loan is dollar-based and paid equally every quarter over a period of 5 years. Operating cash flow this quarter was negative and totaled $7.3 million compared to a positive cash flow in the amount of $4.5 million in Q1 of 2016. The main reason for the negative cash flow are operational loss of $2.2 million compared to operational income of $4.9 million last year, and increase in accounts receivable of about $10.5 million compared to $6.7 million in Q1 of 2016. The increase in trade receivable is mainly due to a shifting in time and payment milestones, which will be offset in the coming quarters. I would like to turn now to our guidance for 2017. We reiterate our recently revised annual guidance for 2017. We expect revenue between $265 million and $275 million, representing annual revenue growth of 23%-27%. This growth is despite the major revenue loss due to the halt of the development project. However, the decrease is expected to be partially offset by the acquisition of Stone River and the planned revenue increase from new projects we have announced and expected announcements this year. Moving to operating margin. Sapiens also expects its full-year operating profit margin to be between 9% and 10%. We expect operating profit margin for the first half of 2017 to be between 3%-4%, increasing to 13.5% up to 14.5% in the second half of the year. To return to double-digit operating margin in the second half of 2017, Sapiens began a restructuring and reorganization program at the end of the first quarter and continuing to the second quarter. We anticipate total restructuring costs in the second quarter of this year to be up to $5 million. This program will help us to reach our 13.5%-14.5% operational margin goal for the second half of the year. To improve our cost structure within this program, we are pursuing the following initiatives: cost saving and efficiencies, synergy and integration of back-office operation and delivery between Sapiens and Stone River, begin offshore program with Sapiens capability for the Stone River operation, and realigning the organization and shift employee away from the canceled software development project to other growing verticals and downsizing as necessary. R&D. Combination in the R&D effort for both companies, particularly those that can jointly exploit previously development assets, and additionally reducing the R&D investment in Sapiens standalone following the completion of the development effort for Portal and group capabilities. As you can see, we are acting upon several initiatives to improve our results going forward. The combination of this initiative, together with the halt of the development project, are challenging tasks, but we are confident in our ability to execute this initiative based on previous experience and following the action we already implemented. I would like now to turn the call back to Roni Al-Dor for closing comments. Roni?
Thank you, Roni. Overall, we delivered double-digit growth for the quarter. We view the halt of the software development project with the significant customer as an isolated one-time event. We remain very excited about our acquisition of Stone River and its contribution to our overall business addressable market opportunity. Our businesses remain strong, and customer demand for our products and services remain high. We are confident that we will continue to deliver growth in 2017. I would now like to turn the call over to the operator for Q&A. Operator, please poll for questions.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we'll begin the question-and-answer session. If you have a question, please press star one. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star two. If you're using speaker equipment, kindly lift the handset before pressing the numbers. Please ask your question in a loud and clear voice. Your questions will be pulled in the order they are received. Please stand by while we pull for your questions. The first question is from Justin Furby of William Blair. Please go ahead.
Hey, guys. This is actually Vinay in for Justin. I had two quick questions. One, I wanted to start off with, could you give us a sense for the path forward in the retirement market, just some sense around investment there on the product side as well as go-to-market, and how does that opportunity compare, let's say, relative to life and P&C? And then I have a follow-up on the model.
Are you guys with us?
Hey, were you able to hear me?
Can you repeat the question? I'm sorry.
Yeah, sure. No worries. So again, Vinay in for Justin. So wanted to start off with asking about the retirement market and the path forward in that market in terms of investment around product and go-to-market, and just how that opportunity compares to, let's say, life and P&C.
Okay. Roni Al-Dor. Hi, Justin. So there is two different markets. The retirement market is big in terms of the player, but it's relatively small in the U.S. in terms of number of vendors. In terms of competition, there are two main ones: DST and Vanguard. The two of them have a legacy. One of them is more selling a BPO solution. The life system is all over the world in terms of number of opportunities, by far much, much bigger than the retirement. But as well as in terms of competition, there is much more competitor than the retirement.
Got it. And then just to follow up on the model, Roni G, I guess this one's for you. So, you know, I know you've unpacked Stone River for the full year, but I was just hoping if you'd give us puts and takes in terms of the organic growth for the full year with Stone River, the de-emphasis, and then, you know, the roughly net $5 million that you're losing out from the project. So if you could just unpack that quantitatively, that would be helpful. And then I know that you don't guide to quarterlies, but any sense for where that revenue might be coming out from the first half versus second?
Hi, Justin. This is Roni. So as we started in the end of the year, we gave guidance of $270-$280, and we mentioned that about 12%-15% will be organic growth. About 2 weeks ago, we revised our guidance to $265-$275, $5 million less. This is coming from two verticals, so two factors. The first one is what we mentioned about the halt of the solution with a significant customer. Obviously, the impact from this customer was much higher than $5 million. But due to our organic growth and recently significant deals that we signed, that we mentioned, one in South Africa and the other one is the Nordic, We are confident that we can capture this revenue from the halted project, and on top of it is Stone River. Currently, on the Stone River piece, we have the same confidence as we said in the beginning of the year. Obviously, we know them slightly better right now, or better than what we know before, but the overall confidence is okay, even slightly even better. So we do not revise the revenue that we say for them. So most of the revenue is coming from a consolidated Stone River end of Q3 and organic growth that offset the halt of the project.
Got it. Thanks.
If there are any additional questions, please press star 1. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star 2. Please stand by while we poll for more questions. There are no further questions at this time. Before I ask Ms. Yafakou and Yafar to go ahead with a concluding statement, I would like to remind participants that a replay of this call is scheduled to begin in 2 hours. In the U.S., please call 1-877-456-0009. In Israel, please call 03-925-5940. And internationally, please call 972-3-925-5940. Mrs. Yafakou, would you like to make a concluding statement?
Yes, thank you, operator, and thank you all participants for joining us on today's call, and have a great day.
Thank you. This concludes the Sapien International Corporation First Quarter 2017 Results Conference Call. Thank you for your participation. You may go ahead and disconnect.